Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 118 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 26th is analyze how you respond to not getting the results you want. Rather than complaining about what you do not have, how can you do what you can with what you have where you are today to improve the lives of others? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. On yesterday's episode, we talked about Teddy Roosevelt and his mentality of focusing on the job at hand and not worrying about what it might lead to in the future, in his case, becoming President of the United States. One of the things he said was, quote, "I put myself in the way of things happening, and they happened," end quote. But sometimes they didn't happen right away. Sometimes they took time. And I have found one of the common situations with students and athletes is that they start off the new school year or the new season with expectations that things will go the way they want them to go. Maybe they had a bad experience with a teacher or a coach, and a new year means a fresh start. Maybe they feel like they have improved quite a bit or learned a lot, and they are looking to show off their improvement. But after a few days or a few weeks, if they don't feel like they are getting the results they want, then their attitude changes and their effort drops. They feel like their effort to improve isn't worth it. They feel like it may be a new season or a new teacher or a new coach, but it's the same old thing that's always happened to them. And maybe we do this as teachers and coaches as well. So here are three things to focus on when we're not getting the results we want. Number one is our challenge today asks us to do what we can with what we have where we are. In other words, focus on what we can control. Don't waste time and energy wishing we were in a different situation, wishing we had different resources, or wishing we had a golden road paved to the results we want. We need to give it our best shot on the job or the task at hand. Like Teddy Roosevelt, we can put ourselves in the way of things happening and let them happen naturally. But in order to do that, we have to take action. And we have to take action to do the right thing in each situation, no matter what resources we have or what situation we're in. Number two is, no matter whether or not we can get the external results we are looking for, we can always, and I mean always, get the internal results we need. Every situation can be a laboratory to improve our patience, our loyalty, our perseverance, our respect for others. But we can only gain those internal results by being in the trenches of life. This means not quitting when we don't get the results we want. It means putting our best foot forward, knowing that often the best opportunities to grow are from the most uncomfortable situations. And number three is to lose ourselves in the service of others. We can make our own lives better by helping improve the lives of others. Isn't this why we wanted to be teachers and coaches in the first place? But unfortunately, we have turned education and athletics into a transactional experience. Get the external results we want, whether that's grades or wins instead of losses, and get them now, instead of it being a transformational experience, where as teachers and coaches we can serve as mentors who help young people discover the greatness within themselves. Because what if one of our students gets a C in our class, or is on one of our teams that has a losing record? But we take the time and make the effort to invest in their heart. And the impact we have on them helps them change their self-image. And they go on to become the first female president of the United States. And they are a president whose highest priorities are their own character and leading through service to others. Wouldn't those be some pretty awesome results to achieve? Well, they can only happen if we do what we can with what we have where we are right now. So how about you? How do you typically respond to not getting the results you want? How can you do what you can with what you have where you are today? And how can you do it to serve others in an effort to improve their lives? One of the greatest gifts we can give to our students and athletes is our own improvement through the internal results we achieve. As the great John Wooden said, "No written word or spoken plea can teach our youth what they should be, nor all the books on all the shelves. It's what the teachers are themselves." Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast. Until next time, keep writing your own story so you can increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.